USA News. I'm Jerry Varmish. Debt ceiling negotiations between Republicans and the White House ended Friday with no progress. During a briefing in Japan at the G7 summit, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre admitted both sides are still far apart.
There's no question we have serious differences, and this is going to continue to be a difficult conversation. That's not lost on us. But the President's team is going to continue to work hard towards a reasonable bipartisan solution.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has said a deal needs to be reached by the end of the weekend in order for lawmakers to have enough time to pass it before the June 1st deadline. NFL great and civil rights activist Jim Brown died Friday. He was 87. Brown won 3 MVPs during his 9 seasons in Cleveland. But NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said Brown didn't just make an impact on the field. He was a, quote, cultural figure who helped promote change. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has signed a historic gun safety bill into law. It establishes new gun control measures like universal background checks for private gun sales and restricts when police can use no-knock warrants. It also puts so-called red flag laws into place so a judge can temporarily remove guns from someone who appears to be a threat to themselves or others. The U.S. will support a joint effort with its allies to train Ukrainian pilots on F-16 fighter jets. CNN reports President Biden informed G7 leaders in Japan he supports the plan. Training isn't expected to take place in the USA, but will likely be held in Europe. U.S. personnel is expected to participate in the training. The CDC reports another death linked to the recalled eye drops Delsam Pharma and EzraCare. The FDA has urged Americans to stop using the two brands. This is USA News.
You love your pet, right? So imagine if you were suddenly faced with thousands of dollars in veterinary care. What would you do? Could you make the difficult decision not to help your best friend? If you join PetSavingsUSA.com, you never have to make that choice or face those kind of expenses. That's because PetSavingsUSA members enjoy discounted pet insurance to cover both standard and emergency vet bills. In addition, members save up to 50% on staples like food, toys, and treats, all at major pet retailers. You'll love...
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Many Florida medical organizations are being forced to stop providing gender-affirming care for adults.
Organizations including Planned Parenthood are suspending transgender medical care to comply with a new state law that bans transition-related health care for minors. Despite being billed as a way to protect children, the law also places restrictions on adults and drastically reduces the number of providers allowed to treat them. The state has also failed to draft the informed consent forms needed for adults to get access to gender-affirming care. I'm Brian Shook.
Wendy's is testing an underground robot system to pick up your order.
The fast food company is partnering with Pipe Dream, a hyperlogistics company. The instant pickup portals will be next to parking spots, and robots will carry meals underground to customers' cars. The company also announced earlier this month that it's teaming up with Google to add AI to the menu to answer customer questions and take their orders. I'm Dave Collins.
Chick-fil-A's first restaurant is closing this weekend. The Atlanta location in the food court of the Greenbrier Mall is serving its last food on Saturday. The store was the first Chick-fil-A-specific restaurant and opened in 1967 when chicken sandwiches were just 59 cents. Fast X is expected to take number one at the box office. In Thursday previews, the 10th edition of Fast and Furious had $7.5 million. I'm Jerry Varmish, USA News.
Never. The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care. Here to keep you firing on all cylinders. Never. Yeah.